Hello, and welcome to our Secular Overeaters podcast series, where you'll hear from speakers who have found recovery from food and other addictions without God. For additional information, go to secularovereaters.org. And now let's get to today's podcast. Now we're going to hear from four members who will share for 4 minutes each on their own experiences with accountability buddies. They will cover how they found each other, how they communicate and how often and how long, what they focus on and talk about, ground rules and boundaries. We'll start with Dawn, then Judy and Marta, and end with Scarlett. Dawn, you're up first.
Thank you for inviting me to share my experience with accountability buddies. I'm pretty new to the process. I started thinking about it in just March, April of this past spring. I wanted to enhance my recovery, increase my daily focus, and I wanted it to be a simple, easy fit and co-supportive. I didn't want it to be intrusive or feel like an obligation or a responsibility. I had plenty of that in my life. I think I didn't really want to be accountable. I heard about daily texting, a simple scale format on a few points like food, action, physical exercise. And while thinking about that, I was going to put an ad on the Facebook page. But before I had a chance, I came upon an ad and I responded that I was interested in a daily text scaled check-in and possibly a weekly video chat. So at our first video chat, it took us a month to coordinate. We had car accidents and different time zones. But over that time, we both seemed dedicated. So we finally met and we started to get to know each other to see if we were compatible enough to try this buddy thing out. We spoke briefly about family, health, personalities, where we were at in our recovery, time and program, weight loss, relapse, food plans. Our life and recovery philosophies seemed compatible enough. So we started talking about what we wanted in the relationship, what we thought we might try, the daily texts and in the daily checks, texts and the weekly chats, what we hoped for and what we didn't want. My buddy shared that she struggled with the accountability word. So I knew it was going to be a good fit. We decided to call ourselves awareness buddies instead. Our goal was to nurture, support, and grow an increasing awareness through compassion. No pressure. We hope for it to feel like a want to rather than a have to. We decided to start daily texts with a simple points of emotional, physical, food, and spiritual, how we were doing each day, scale of 1 to 5. So we just text each other at E for emotional, dash 1 to 5, P for physical, F for food, super simple. Later on, we added the option of answering one of the 8 questions from the daily inventory, 10th step, what's on your plate? It's under document tools and processes on the Secular Overeaters website. The questions are like, how was your food yesterday or today? And what did I do that took courage? We've even relaxed this now and we just text whatever's come up for us that we want to share that increases our awareness. As for the weekly video chats, we aimed for once a week, half hour to an hour is usually what they turn out to be. We take turns talking about family relations, challenges, failures, courage, fear, accomplishments, successes, resources, books, podcasts, anything we found helpful in our program, food, really anything about our lives and how it affects our food behaviors and recovery. Some guidelines we started with are, we're both conscious of the power of language, so we avoid negatives like right, wrong, good, bad, should, shouldn't. We just listen to each other and reflect. We can gently question for clarification, but no advice giving. Yesterday, my buddy and I were chatting about our relationship and what it has brought us so far in our recovery. It's been 2.5 months only. And this focus on awareness with the daily texts and weekly reflection during our chats has made a difference. We don't want to dissociate anymore. This is what a lot of our food behaviors are about. We want our eyes wide open in the game and on the ball. And how lovely to share with someone who gets it, who's rooting for me and who I'm rooting for. I'm getting what I was looking for, enhanced recovery, daily focus, and an easy fit. I hope you get some ideas that you can alter to fit you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Don. And next up is Judy.
Hello, everyone. Judy, habitual and compulsive overeater and sugar addict. I'm going to talk about my failures as accountability buddies, as well as my successes, because I learned from both. As was said in the introduction, and now I can't remember the exact words, but you know, let's be gentle with ourselves and remember sometimes it doesn't always work out, just as you might go through a few sponsors before you find the right person. My first accountability buddy, she and I don't know if we started away the same week, but it was within a week of each other, and we found secular on the same day in the same meeting. And we hit it off right away, and we weren't trying to be accountability buddies, we just used each other as outreach. But a couple weeks later, we heard about accountability buddies for the first time. And we said, you know what, why don't we be each other's food buddies? We'll send each other food every day. We found that we had difficulty staying within the parameters we were setting. Not a bad thing, because we had really hit it off, is what was going on. We were really liking each other. But we ended up developing into a recovery circle because we liked each other so much. And we found a few other people that we liked, that we became sort of a little, not quite book club, but working with the daily readers. And so that's my first version of failure with a recovery, with an accountability buddy, is it still grew into a great support for me, but it was fantastic. My next accountability buddy, I met in one of these meetings. And what I was looking for was somebody to help me be accountable with physical activity. I really am not good with physical activity. I'm not great with my food, but I'm more conscious of it. But I can sit here at my desk all freaking day long and never move, because guess what? This is literally my work desk too. It's in my dining room. And so I found a gentleman who had a similar situation. And we started emailing each other, and we did this for a long time, and it was fantastic. Whether we were successful or not, you know, we would send each other every day, this is what our goals are. And then the next morning we would say, okay, I succeeded at my goal, or I didn't succeed at my goal, but now this is today's goal. This is what I'm going to do for activity. It was fantastic. And I really, really appreciated it. We have, for various reasons, we're not doing this, but for the, I think it was a total of 5 months that we did it, it was huge for me. And this was, we acted back and forth together with this program. I also was simply a receptacle for somebody who wanted to do the same. She was trying to get started in activity. So for a 2-week limit, she sent me her activity every day. She didn't want more than that. She just needed the jump start, and she took responsibility for that. Now I have an accountability buddy who she sends me her specific needs. Just, I don't have to respond. She just wants to send it to me and say, this is it, so that she is accountable. But now she is kind enough to let me do to send it back to her a different issue. She lets me bookend every time I go into a store so that all that candy at the register doesn't get me. I tell her I'm not going to get it, and I come out and tell her I didn't get it. and it helps. I have found it's amazing how much it helps me. So there are so many ways accountability buddies can help you, so many places where you need this. And by the way, I love the phrase awareness buddy too, because that's great. So those are some of my experiences with accountability buddies, and I thank everybody. And I think that was the end of my 4 minutes. So I will pass it off.
Thank you, Judy. Next we'll hear from Marta.
Hi, everybody. My name is Marta, and I'm compulsive over and under eater and sugar addict. I'm really grateful to be asked to speak here, and I've already learned, I have an accountability buddy, but I've already learned a lot from Don and Judy, and look forward to our next speaker. So I heard someone talk about accountability buddy at a secular meeting, and I felt it would be useful for me. I do have a sponsor, but we don't we don't do daily, and we focus much more on the steps and the emotional and spiritual than we do on daily food. So I was really looking for someone to kind of be accountable to. That's what I was looking for. So I began asking people, and I texted 5 different people in just a few days, and none of them said yes. So that's my first point for you, is just keep looking. It's not about you at all. It's about how busy they are and what they need and what they want. And I just had a simple ask, and if they wanted to pursue it, they would. So, you know, I listened to sharers and said, this person might be good, but don't be discouraged. The second part is that the foundation of the partnership to really work is that it's about honesty. So when you're looking, it's really to find someone that you feel inside, I will be honest. If you can't be honest about what went well, what didn't, then it's not going to do you any good. It may do them good, but it's not going to do you any good. So keep in mind, ooh, do I feel like I could really open up to this person? So the 6th person said yes. We don't share a meeting, but she happened to be at a meeting I was at that was talking about accountability buddies or awareness buddies. I like that too. And so we spoke. I texted her. She said, yes, she was interested. And we did a video, a Zoom call together. And we introduced ourselves and got to know each other. We talked about what we each wanted, any boundaries we had. It was just, you know, I think Dawn laid out really clearly a lot of good questions. So that was just to be comfortable. We don't share a meeting, and we really don't know each other in any other way. So our whole relationship is the accountability buddy one. We communicate every day by email. We've been doing this for 6 months now. We communicate every day by email. We both agreed we could also text help if we ever felt like, oh, I have an urgent need. And then we would do something. She has complicated technical things, so email is better, but she often can text. So what we do, we agreed. Her evening is her challenge. She likes to graze in the evening. So her big desire, she'd be good all day, but if her partner wasn't home, she'd feel like, uh-oh, the attic voice says, I need something. Mine was more just every day. If I committed to doing something, did I do it? So we agreed to text in the evening, and her text would, email would generally say, this is what I'm going to do this evening. Mine would some do that, but it would go on more about what I ate or didn't, or when I had urges to eat. Mine was food focused. Hers was often her daily and evening plans. We're very different. She's been in the program 26 years and I've been in 10 months now. So she expresses the view that this is really helpful because what she needed was this everyday accountability for the evening. I'm very fortunate because she has shared, like, she's the first person I had heard about red, yellow, green food from. And when I know I'm going to go to a social event, she's happy to talk about, am I prepared? So I'm really benefiting from 26 years of experience in her. But we're very focused on just sharing the things we agreed we needed to. And we were very comfortable with those emails. There's no ground rules to what we could send. We agreed to do it daily. And we could ask for changes at any time if we needed. It's just a place to get truth, support, and ideas to share slips and struggles. And I just want to quickly add, I have a kind of buddy who's another type who I met in a meeting. And in the day, if suddenly she's walking by a bakery or I'm having an urge, we just text, as other people mentioned, I had this desire, I'm not doing it, and I wanted to commit to it. So these two supports have been very, very important to me, and I thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Marta. And next we'll hear from Scarlett.
Hi, everybody. My name is Scarlett, and I am a compulsive overeater and grateful to be here today. I'm here with a newcomer's perspective. I went to my first meeting 53 days ago, and it was totally outside of my comfort zone to reach out to people and talk about my feelings, especially with strangers. But I knew that isolating myself was hurting me, and keeping my feelings inside was part of why I was eating so much. And I was stuffing down my feelings instead of processing them and releasing them in a healthy way. And as a therapist once said to me, you have to name it to tame it. And OA gives me a place to name it, to talk about my relationship with food. The meetings are wonderful for this, and accountability buddies feel like an extension of the meetings. It's an opportunity for me to chat freely, to build closer relationships. They say that misery loves company. I say recovery also loves company. So my first accountability buddy was for daily meetings. We met at a secular sponsee workshop, and someone mentioned that they were trying to do 30 meetings in 30 days. And I stayed after the meeting and said, I'm trying to remember who said 30 and 30. And they piped up and I said, I was trying to go to a meeting every 30 days, or sorry, every day too. And perhaps we could be accountability buddies. And they agreed. And it was almost too easy. So we connected after the meeting. We agreed to message each other when we finish each daily meeting, and then also share which meeting we planned to attend the following day. And sometimes we just report on meetings, and sometimes we chat more about other things. And then the next accountability buddy I made was for daily food. So this was someone I had met through a secular food freedom intensive course. And the two of us were placed in a Zoom breakout room together, sharing our stories, and we just clicked. So we connected after the meeting and started checking in with each other regularly. And once I decided to start my new plan of eating, I knew I wanted an accountability buddy to commit my food to. So I asked this person, also an OA newcomer, if they'd have any interest in being my daily food accountability buddy, and they agreed. And every night we share what we ate during the day. And the act of being accountable to them encourages me to stay abstinent. And knowing that I will be committing my food at the end of the day makes me pause and think if my mind starts trying to convince me to go off plan. Then I made an accountability buddy for emotional support. So someone in a meeting chat mentioned they were looking for an accountability buddy, just that much. So I connected with them and asked what sort of buddy they were looking for. And they said someone to reach out to when they're feeling weak and to do the same for that person. And that's exactly what I wanted to. So we chatted a bit to get to know each other. And not long after that, I was having lots of obsessive food thoughts after coming home from a beach trip with a friend where some of my trigger foods were available in alarming abundance. And I messaged my buddy instead of going to the food. And just the act of sending that message felt empowering and grounding. And then as a bonus, they wrote back with support and encouragement. And I also have some general OA buddies. We don't have an accountability relationship per se, but we check in on each other. We share how we're doing. We wish each other well. It's comforting to know that these people are just a message away and they won't judge me and they understand me. And lastly, I'd just like to acknowledge that it can be hard to commit to being accountable to someone. It's vulnerable and it can feel like a promise that you might not be able to keep. And the way I see it, is being accountable to someone doesn't mean being perfect. It means being human and honest and thoughtful and trying our best to meet our commitments. So thanks to everybody here for sharing this space with me today.
The next component of our presentation is set aside for questions, answers, and shares. Who has a question about accountability buddies or would like to share their experience with their buddy?
Shirley, were you raising your hand?
Okay. I have like two different kinds of buddies or accountability people. I have been using a person with whom I share gratitude each day, and that's been really great. And then I also have a couple of other people who I meet with once a week, and we're doing the proactive 12-step program together, going through that, the steps, the way people do the step program. And each of them lends me something different, and both are very helpful. And I just, deeply appreciate and recommend that these are ways of managing the program. But that's my experience, and thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Shirley. Okay. Would anyone else like to share? Beth.
Hi, I just wanted to share that time for me can be a sensitive issue and overcommitment can be a sensitive issue. So when I start with people, I usually start with emails or texts. That way we can see if we want to, get more involved. But then I've got some people I meet with on Zoom once a week, and it has really helped my program, and it gives me a chance to go through some of the materials that I can't do in a regular OA meeting, like Sober Without God or Alternative 12 Steps or even Drop the Rock. But I'm still always looking for other people I can connect with. It helps me to have contact throughout the week. And I'll pass on that. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Beth.
Jennifer, did you want to speak?
Yes, I do. So I took a bunch of numbers down. I don't know what to do with them. There's a lot of, I mean, they all seem very nice and equally, you know, possible. So I don't know how to, I mean, you can't just write to everybody. Any suggestions?
Well, did people say anything that was specific that you're like, oh, they want something that I want?
Yeah, there were a couple. And
so maybe narrow it down by that.
One person said, I think that I want what you want here, you know, I hope you'll call me. But, you know, there were a couple that, you know, felt, you know, pretty similar.
Well, it might be still, you know, like a good place to start to actually write a couple more people, because it might not automatically work out because of schedules, time zones, etc. So, you know, like it's maybe a good thing to have a couple of interviews, if you will, and then see what fits best. Or, you know, like we also, I mean, you can have more than one buddy. So why not? And Susan has her hand raised.
Hi there. So I wanted to ask if people who didn't get around to writing their ads, if they were invited to put their phone numbers in the chat.
Sure, that would be fine. And also, you know, our goal here is not that everybody finds an accountability buddy at this workshop. It's that you learn how to ask for one. And then when you go to your own secular meetings, you put, you know, you post an ad in the chat there, you know, because most of the meetings let you post things in the chat. So you could just say, hey, I'm looking for an accountability buddy, and then just put the information in there. So today was just really a first start. We've had people say, hey, I found my accountability buddy at the workshop. I actually paired up with the person that I met in the breakout room. But, you know, the odds of that really happening for everyone are pretty slim. So take what you learned today and then go out to other meetings. You know, to your other secular meetings, especially, I mean, if you're looking for a secular person, make sure you're going to a secular meeting.
And we also have
Facebook and the WhatsApp.
That's right. Thank you.
And the Google group. So, that's you know, like if you want to reach more people, because, you know, like per meeting, you only reach a certain number of people. But if you post there, you know, like you know, like you reach even more people than you did today. So that would also be a good place to start.
Yeah, the Facebook group has almost 500 people in it, I think.
Okay, then Jen is next.
Hi, I have a question about how to respond to somebody. I have a couple of accountability buddies. We have a very casual relationship. One of them, we used to text every day and just kind of check in. And then she went on vacation for a couple of weeks, and we kind of got away from doing that. So now it's an occasional check-in. My other accountability buddy is always, you know, it's 3 or 4, maybe 5 days between times that we contact each other. But when she reaches out to me and says, you know, yikes, I binged, or I did this, or I ate this, and I shouldn't have, or whatever, I don't know how to respond. I don't want to judge it. I don't want to say anything negative? Am I supposed to be, you know, yay, rah, rah, get back on the horse, tomorrow's another day? I don't know how to respond. Can anybody help me with that?
I'd like to answer that. My buddy and I talked about some perimeters and some guidelines. We didn't want advice. We didn't want shoulds or shouldn'ts. And what would be helpful to us? We asked each other what would be helpful, and what we did allow was if we wanted to ask some questions of one another to get a little more clarification or bring a little bit more awareness to what we were sharing, that was allowed, but no advice, no judgment, nothing like that. So I suggest you ask your buddy what would be helpful for them. What would a helpful response be?
Good idea. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dawn. And Susan.
You could also say, I hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Then I thought I saw another hand raised, but Tam has her hand raised now.
Hi, I believe it was Jean who mentioned putting your ad for accountability buddies in the chat in secular meetings. I would suggest putting it in any meeting that you go to, just specifying that you're looking for someone secular, because I met my sponsor who's secular in a regular OA meeting, and the meetings that I go to have, every one of them has a handful to more than half of the people there being secular. So I would not, my suggestion would be not to limit yourself.
That's a really good point. And I also think if you do post it though, you should also in parentheses, when you say secular, put atheist, agnostic, or spiritual, or whatever you are, because a lot of people do not understand what the word secular means. So they need it spelled out. Perhaps the secular people will know what you're talking about, but it's just good to spell it out.
Yes, thank you. These are all very good points. Yeah,
I second that. I found my sponsor. She's in St. Louis. She's secular in a regular OA meeting, and she's great. That was the first question she asked me when I said, can you be my sponsor? She's like, do you believe in God? And I was like, no. And then that was like the first thing we started.
Great.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to support our efforts, please visit secularovereaters.org and consider making a donation.